Hello, everybody. All right. Welcome to Call 8 of the Aligned Female Entrepreneur, filling your practice and selling out your products and your programs. Super excited to share this with you guys today. So before we dive in, I just want to make sure everyone can hear me okay. Please press *2 on your phone so that I can just make sure you are here, you can hear me, everything is working. Awesome. Thank you. I see all your hands going up. I appreciate that. Okay. Great. So just a reminder for everybody before we jump into our new content, next week is implementation week. Okay, so you're going to have the week off. We're not going to have any calls next week. And you're going to be implementing any action steps or going back to any pieces that you've been waiting to finish but haven't felt you had the time and space for. And you're going to start to implement your actions in those areas. I am personally going to be away for this week. I'm going to be on a boat and have very limited access to phone and Wi-Fi. So for that reason, I'm going to stay unplugged and really recharge my creative juices so I can come back and really be on my A game for you guys. But that also means that you're going to be depending on each other for your support and reaching out if you need help. So please use the Facebook group this week to get any clarity that you need, to ask for feedback on anything that you're creating, to reach out if you need support. You guys have such incredible women in this group that are just waiting to welcome you with open arms. And so if you're feeling like, oh, I don't even know if this is a question I should be asking, go ahead and ask, reach out, get the support that you need. And if there is something specific, you can email me at info@chrissyleonard.com, and I'll make sure that I get back to you as soon as I can on April 1st. Okay? Also, a little surprise, surprise for you guys. I know last week was a little bit janky getting you guys into the Zoom room, and I just wanted to thank you all again for just your patience with that and us working out the technology so that we could get you that video recording with the slides and the visual for branding. But since I know it was kind of wonky, I want to offer everybody a chance for some free coaching with me. So I'm adding a bonus call on April 18th, same time, 5 to 6:30 Eastern. So if you want to mark your calendar right now for April 18th, we will have our special celebration call that day, and you'll get some opportunity for some free coaching and working with me a little bit one-on-one. Okay? Awesome. So today we are going to focus on how to fill your practice and sell your products and programs. And I'm so excited to dive into this with you because so much of what you've been doing these past many weeks is building a foundation for your business, getting clear on your mission, understanding your ideal clients, understanding some of the basics of online marketing and building a website that helps to convert potential clients to paying customers. You've also learned copywriting and how to start to weave the desires and the fears and the hopes and dreams of your ideal clients into words so that you can compellingly speak to what you do and start to really get clear on how to stand in your message and in your work and be of greater service to the people who need what you have. You've also learned how to structure your programs and your packages and create pricing in a way that's following a profitable business model, where everything that you do leads from one point to the next. When you create free content, that leads to your paid content, which leads to your next paid content, which leads to the next. This is how you create a thriving, profitable business, where you take the cap off of what you're able to receive as income, and you're able to not have to try so hard because you don't have to always be going out there getting new customers and clients. You can actually create more business with the clients that you already have. Okay, so all of that is so, so, so important, and I'm so proud of each and every one of you for really stepping up and embracing the learning curve and, you know, allowing yourself to feel behind or a little slow or like a beginner and really starting to integrate some of these pieces and increase your proficiency. But here's the deal. If you're not really feeling confident in going out and selling your products or marketing your services or bringing in paying customers to your beautiful system you've just created, the system is not going to get you the results you want. The system can only take you so far. So last week's call about the art of enrollment and how to weave words together, how to bring people from point A to point B, from maybe thinking about hiring you to saying, oh my God, yes, please, where can I write the check to? When you combine that art of enrollment with what we're going to talk about today, which is pretty much the basics of marketing and bringing people into these conversations with you, then you have such a powerful system for not only increasing your revenue, but also increasing your impact. You're going to serve more people. You're going to have more people excited to work with you. Your sales conversations go so much easier because people are already thrilled about the potential of buying your products or your services. And everything just runs so smoothly. You know, the common mistake that I find with a lot of people, and especially women entrepreneurs who really care, is they feel like their to-do list is 35 miles long. They're working all the time. They're starting to get exhausted because they're giving so much. And before you know it, it's like you find yourself being snappy to your partner or feeling exhausted or getting sick or feeling just so burnt out of how am I going to do this? There's so much to do. It feels overwhelming. So what I really want to do for you in Aligned Female Entrepreneur is really start to see through some of the clutter. At first, we do need to take a lot of action to really set up the system. But moving on from here forward, we're really going to try to start to simplify this for you. Okay, and so we're going to talk about how to do that, how to make more money without having to try so hard. It's pretty much the basics. Like, who doesn't want to do that, right? So that's why today is important. So you're going to learn some simple marketing strategies that are going to help you build your audience and help you start to get your first or next paying client and customer. And if you're already in business, you already have some clients and customers, this is going to help you amplify the results that you're already getting, right? We're just turning up the dial on everything, turning up the income, turning up the impact. You're also going to learn how to create a basic marketing plan for your business, and you're going to understand why developing your soul-centered presentation will help you to build your community, create deeper connections with potential clients, and really alleviate the fear of, like, how am I going to pay the bills? You're actually going to have a strategy in place to get your next 1 to 10 paying clients in the next few weeks, okay? So this is how I built my coaching practice, and it's going to be really helpful for you guys if you're coaching, consulting, even if you're doing a service-based business like massage or if you're a doula, these are all going to come in really handy. And if you're a product-based business, you're also going to learn how creating an experiential offer where people can taste your products or experience your services will help you create raving fans and clients and customers for life. Okay, before we dive in, take a moment, just close your eyes here. I want you to take a few deep breaths. Just start to relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, relax your mind. Give yourself a little space here just to acknowledge yourself for being here on this call, carving the time and the space to dedicate to your dream, knowing that you have a dream, you have a vision inside that is valid, that is worthy, and is so worth fighting for. And just acknowledge that you're in the home stretch here of the Aligned Female Entrepreneur. So take a moment just to look back at how much you had to learn and implement and who you had to become in order to get to this place you're sitting right now. And sometimes you hear that little voice inside being like, oh, I didn't do enough. I don't know. I still have to do module two. Just let it go for a moment and just tell yourself, you can repeat this even out loud if you want, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm on my way. I'm doing it. I am committed to seeing this dream through. See yourself finishing this program super strong, crossing that finish line, accomplishing what you set out to do. See yourself reaching your goal, launching that website, booking that first client, setting up your stand to sell your first products. Just take a really deep breath in and out here. Notice how it feels having completed what you set out to do. This is what it means to be a finisher. Remember, there's no such thing as behind. There's no such thing as messing this up. You're doing great. You're learning and you're creating progress. This is not an overnight process, but know that you have everything, absolutely everything inside of you to see this through. And in fact, if you didn't have inside of you exactly what you needed to make this vision become a reality, you wouldn't have the vision, you wouldn't have the dream in the first place. You were meant for this shit. Okay? So drop your chin to your chest, give your head a little shake, and open your eyes. Okay, so I want to start off today's call before we dive into content just to hear from you. I really want to connect with you guys and see how I can support you. The way we're going to do that is I want you to take just a minute here to write down three things you've accomplished or learned about yourself that feels significant to you over these past few weeks. And maybe something you saw in your vision just now of how far you've come. Maybe you can recall some of the actions or things that you've learned from the different modules and the pieces that I just outlined earlier. And then next, you're going to write down your one big thing you want to accomplish in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So three things you've accomplished or learned so far that feel significant. And then the next piece is to write down one thing that you would like to accomplish in the next 3 to 4 weeks to finish strong in this program. And just a little hint here, this shouldn't be a paragraph. This is not going to be go back and read through everything or finish every single module or do it all right from the get-go, redo everything. Why don't you just choose one step, one big thing that if you did this, you know it's going to move you closer to your goal. Maybe it's finishing your about page. Maybe it's deciding on the business you're starting and making a commitment to that. Maybe it's launching your website or booking your first client, finishing your signature system, whatever it is. Okay? So in a moment, I'm going to call in each of you, and I'd love to hear from you the most significant thing that you've learned or accomplished. So just choose one of the three. And then I want to hear what your big goal is for these next 3 to 4 weeks. And this is also a great opportunity that if you feel stuck anywhere or anything's been unclear, I want to make sure that we get that addressed before we add on anything new. And I promise you, if you have a question or you're feeling stuck on something, there are also many other women who have the same question as you. Okay? All right. If you are dying to go first, press star 2. Or if you'd like to, just to kick it off or get it over with, Go ahead and press star two. Otherwise, I will go through one by one and we will check in. All right. Thanks, Marion, for volunteering to go first. I am unmuting you now. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So good to hear your voice.
I'm so glad I got to make the call tonight. I'm so, so happy to be here.
Me too. Me too. So tell me, what's something you've learned or accomplished that feels most significant to you these past few weeks?
Something that feels really significant to me that I've accomplished is really a realization I've had about how I want to price my programming and my coaching. And I haven't nailed down what that price is, but I've realized that this is an opportunity to really charge what I'm worth and to not, like, I'm all of my work right now I get compensated for by insurance, which is charging for very little of the actual time I put into something. And I'm realizing this is the opportunity to really put out there, I am worth this and I'm going to charge this much because you will be getting more than that out of it. So to really, really embrace the numbers, even though they might feel a little scary and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get people to pay for it, but I think I will.
Yes, 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 yes. I love that, Marion. And hell yeah. I know you. I know the work that you do. I know the impact that you have. Your intuition on this is right on. And for everybody who's listening on the call, when you're thinking about your pricing, remember what you're creating as a graduate of AFE is not just, okay, how can I get people to pay me, right? We're really reframing this to how can I create massive value. So there's a two-parter here. When you increase your prices, it increases your gain. It makes you really accountable to your clients. There's no slacking off or checking emails or doing this other stuff. You are committed because you know the value of that time. So there's that aspect. It actually helps you up your game. And when you're pricing it, you want to price it where it feels a little nauseating. Okay, so not wrong, not like, oh my God, what am I thinking now? That's not right. But you're like, whoa, it's worth it. And that scares me a little bit. That's your sweet spot. How's that? Is that helpful, Marion?
I love that. Yeah.
And sometimes it's just playing with numbers and just like writing them on a piece of paper and like, oh, I like how that looks. I like how that feels. You get to do that. Okay.
And I think something that I notice I do too is not really account for the amount of time I'm putting. Like I'm like, oh, well, it'll be an hour of coaching a week or every other week. And I think of just that hour and I don't account for all the other time I'm putting in.
Yeah.
And really breaking that down too, I think really shows me what it is that I'm worth and what it is that people should be paying.
Yes. Yes. So everybody listening really hear what Marion is saying, because this is gold. That what you're offering is not just the thing, it's the transformation. This is a huge reframe to think about in your business. How can I create an experience for this person and a transformation in them rather than just get paid for my time? Right? So even if you're selling cupcakes, you can sell an experience. You're not like, oh, well, the flour only costs this much, so I should only charge a dollar. It's like, what about the time you put into it? What about the crafting? What about the ingenuity? What about that trip you took to Japan that made you understand how to use matcha and recipe? And you brought that back, and now you're allowing somebody to experience this in a really beautiful and profound way so that they love this food in a way that has them feel like they're giving to themselves, not just eating something. That experience in the in-between time is valuable, and if you can start to really pay attention to those in-between places and structure it so you can create value within those pieces too, you're going to create way more value. Okay. Marion, thank you for bringing that up. It's huge. What's your goal for the next 3 to 4 weeks?
My goal is to really put myself out there and reach out to my network and referral sources. I find that, or I originally put down to book my first paying client, and I have a beta person who's not paying me, but I'm learning a lot from coaching right now. And I realized that, like, it's almost, once I'm one-on-one with a client, that doesn't feel as scary as kind of the nitty-gritty that gets me to that paying client. And so my goal is to really focus on that, kind of really putting myself out publicly, which feels scarier to me than actually working one-on-one with someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pushing you a little bit out of your comfort zone, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And is this paying client in your new arm of your business, in your business coaching, or is this a one-on-one client?
My non-paying client right now. Yeah, so I want a paying client in my new arm of my business, the coaching piece, not the therapy piece. And I have someone, I have a friend that I'm, she's my beta client for this, and I'm learning a lot working with her, but she's not paying me.
Got it. What would make it inevitable for you to want to go out and reach out to the next three referral partners?
It would make it inevitable for me to do it when I focus on the excitement of what I get to bring to people, what I get to offer people. That's what makes it inevitable for me.
Yeah.
When I really focus on that mindset as opposed to, oh my God, I got to tell all these people and what are they going to think? But
yeah.
I know why I'm doing it and I know the value it's going to bring to people. And when I focus on that, it feels so much easier.
Yeah. And this can be a really powerful journaling exercise. There's actually a worksheet, Uncovering Your Value, in AFE. I don't know if you download it. I can't remember exactly which module it is in right now. But you can just journal on this of, like, what have I learned? What have been my life experiences? What do I bring to the table? What are some of the changes people have gotten before? And even if you haven't started working with clients, to look at that for yourself and just really see, oh, my God. Look at what I've gone through. Look at who I've become. Like, look at everything I've had to figure out and persevere through in my life. That will help you start to see that as well more clearly. Oftentimes we can't see how remarkable we are. But I'll tell you right now, Marian, you are remarkable. You have so much to offer. You've already blazed the trail. It is your duty. There are people out there that need you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to do
You're
it.
Welcome. Yay, me too. Yeah, let us know how it goes. And if you need accountability, I'd love for you to post in the Facebook group when you've reached out to your three referral partners.
Definitely, I will.
All right, nice job, Marian. Thank you so much. Any questions, or does that cover everything that you've...
That covered everything. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Nice job. Okay, so last four digits, 6299. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, it's Anne.
Who am I talking to? Anne, how's it going, Anne? Good to hear you.
Good, how are you?
Good. Tell me, what's been your most powerful realization?
Okay. I think reframing what is business to me has been the most powerful part, and just looking at it through the lens of it being this, as a service to my community, and instead of, like, what am I going to get out of it? I think the best thing I've learned has been how to flip the perspective around what is business, and just to, I'm still working that out. I think that'll be a big one that will be unraveling for a few more months for me. But just knowing, watching my dad have his own business, and, like, how that unraveled, and seeing my partner kind of struggle with what is business and having his own business. So, yeah, I just feel like there's some reframing that can happen and that is possible and that I'm excited to experiment with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what if you could be even more successful than anyone you've seen in business because you're doing it in this way of being of service and seeing beyond the nitty-gritty to this higher way of serving your community? What if that would actually ensure your success?
Yeah, I agree. I think that there has to be something about not being isolated for me. Not being, I don't know, something about that, like not being the one who's providing something, like we're working, it's a collaboration, or maybe it's that I need to find, you know, a group that I can join or something. I don't know yet, but I've watched a lot of people be isolated in this process, and I'm curious about that.
Yeah, when you say isolated in this process, do you mean entrepreneurs creating a business or starting a business? Just tell me a little bit more. What are you seeing?
Yeah, just doing it on their own and doing everything on their own and not mm-hmm. being, not really feeling the ability to source out or reach out for help in a way or trade. Like there's ways I get stuck on my website, and so I just reached out to my community and I was like, hey, is there anyone who loves doing a website and do you want to receive a massage for trade? And I have someone helping me with my website now and
yes!
doing a massage for trade.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Man, yes. And thank you so much for bringing this up. And I'm sure so mm-hmm. many women can relate to this. You care so much and you want to do a great job, but in that, like, caring, it can make it, like, almost overwhelming. And mm-hmm. that reaching out and getting support can just be, like, the new way you do things.
Yeah.
And actually fuel your business.
Yeah.
And this really reminds me of our first conversation that you and I had, that you're really at your best when you're activating your community for the higher good. That's mm-hmm. a gift that you have. Yeah, so do not do this alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Good.
Thank you.
Tell me about, yeah, yeah. Thank you for bringing that forward. What are you thinking about for these next 3 to 4 weeks as your big goal? And congrats again on outsourcing.
Thanks. Yeah, I want to, like, emerge with the earth from this. I feel like I've been in a little cave, like a bear in a cave, mm-hmm. and my website is down. I'm completely redoing it, and I think that, yeah, with the energy of spring and just taking this time to be a bit quieter and work on this stuff and really think about things and feel out what's really in alignment for myself and work with people, that, yeah, I'll be able in the next couple of weeks to just bring my website alive. And then, yeah, I've been playing with signature enrollment type of thing. So, or my signature style of how is it going to go, step one, step two, step three, and bringing that out on my community forum. And I've gotten a couple of people who are interested in, and said, I'm curious about this. Tell me more. And so that tells me
right.
that I'm still not being clear, though. So I want it to be so clear that people are like, yes, instead of, oh, I'm interested. Like, I'm curious. What does this mean? Or I want to get more embodied. I want people to just be like, nope, I'm ready to do this. So I have to get more clear, I think.
But can we celebrate the fact that you're like, hey, this is what I'm doing, so like, tell me more. I want to know about that. That's a
yeah.
success. That's like, that's pretty much like there, you know?
Yeah, I feel
times,
it.
A lot of times people won't just purchase something right off the internet or say, yes, sign me up. It actually takes quite a bit for that. So don't be hard
okay.
on yourself. If you put things out on the internet or you say, hey, do this, getting interest and having people's interest piqued and wanting to learn about what you're mm-hmm. doing and what you're up to is like, that's pretty much your end goal. Yes, you might have a few
okay.
people that are like, okay, yeah, sign me up. But this is a really good sign. That's what you want.
Okay.
Do something engaging. Yeah, that's really great. Yeah. Nice job. Cool. So just I want to see for everybody on the call, press star 2 if you feel like you have been in the winter, like, doldrums a little bit, like doing this all on your own, hibernating, you're kind of ready to like branch out, but you've just been kind of like feeling a little bit isolated or a little bit overwhelmed, press star 2, just so I can see around the panel. So, and you can't see this from where you are, but I'm watching all the hands go up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny? We feel so alone, yet we're really not alone in our aloneness.
I know.
Yeah. So thank you for bringing that forward and just like letting us all know that's really normal and that we do go through seasons in our business. Sometimes it's time to bloom and sometimes it's time to build stock. And this process is a lot about building stock. It's a lot about setting your roots. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Nice work. Any questions?
Thank you.
Do you feel complete? Yeah, you're so welcome. Do you feel complete?
I feel complete. Yeah, I do.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anne. Okay. So I'm going to go next to the last four digits. It's an 802 number, 9102. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I know I should know who this is. I should have these numbers memorized, but can you hear me?
Hi. It's Susan.
Susan. Hey, Susan.
Hi.
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 What's been your significant breakthrough
or
learning?
Let's see. One significant. I think I've realized in the last few weeks, I've kind of not taken a break, but I've been doing more thinking, like soul searching, than I have active implementation. But I think I came out of it feeling like behind the scenes doesn't feel impactful or exciting enough for me. So doing a little bit of fantasizing or imagining things on one hand where I was sort of just behind the scenes and I didn't really put myself out there as much versus putting myself out there and having contact with more people, it felt much more energetic on the latter, much more impactful and exciting.
Yeah, could you identify with what Anne said about feeling like you're hibernating, like doing all this on your own and like you're kind of coming out of the closet?
Yeah, kind of, except that I was sort of tossing around two different business ideas. They're really different paths. And one was much more building a community, but not being the face of a community. And the other was much more one-on-one. And I feel like I can still build a community that way, but there's more of me involved, and I kind of like that better.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And it's so important. It's huge, that clarity.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to let you guys all in on a little secret. What you're going through in Aligned Female Entrepreneur is kind of like a massive underground self-help, self-development kind of deal. Can you feel that? It's like, who am I? What is my purpose? What are my gifts, right? And the visioning phase of this work of like really getting clear on like who you are, how you want to help, what you want to do, that could be a whole year long program in itself. These questions that you're asking yourself are so necessary and they're meant to throw you through a loop a little bit. It's meant to like shake everything up so that when you do start to lay things down brick by brick, you know why. You have to go through those questions and that uncertainty and that mess in order to get the clarity you need to really build something that has strong foundation. Do you understand what I mean by that? Like, how does that land with you?
That's exactly it. I mean, I feel in my previous careers, I've been sort of out there and performer. And so mm-hmm. I shied away from my career because of that. I didn't like it in that. But I'm realizing that it's not that I didn't like it. It's that I didn't like it talking about what I was talking about. I didn't really have a passion for the subject matter. So I feel the energy now because it's something I really care about.
Yeah, I really feel that from you, and I'm sure every woman on the call can feel that from you too, Susan. And I'm rooting for you, and I'm sure everybody else is too, because you're asking yourself these bigger questions. And I relate to that.
Yeah.
I know everybody can relate to that, of like, well, is it this or that? But I don't like that. But I like this. It can be so easy to get stuck in what we call like a creative cul-de-sac, where you're like, wait, what is it? Is it this or that? This is that, this is that, this is that, for years. And you're asking the deeper questions. And I really want to acknowledge you for that. And everybody on this call that's doing that deeper work of like not making it cut or dry, not taking the easy way out. Oh, complain about the boss, complain about the job, come home, drink wine, go to bed. That's your deal. You're actually asking yourself, well, what is it that I like about this? And what is it that I don't like? And what are my strengths? And how can I combine these and put them together in a whole new way that brings me the best of both worlds? I don't have to give up shit. I don't have to like lessen any of this. I get to have it all. That is really powerful work. I'm really proud of you for doing that. I've seen you come so far in that. And it's reflected in your business, but it also in who you're becoming in this process is really impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So I think the one big thing I want to accomplish is my website being live by the end of this.
Yeah.
Which means a lot of little things behind there, but it also means that's a signal that I'm really out there.
Yeah. And what can we do to support you in getting your website launched?
I just don't, you know, I'm kind of playing around with it and I don't know how to fix things. I think I really liked the idea. Who was it just before? Was it
Anne?
Marion? That's no.
Anne. Oh, Marion?
Marion and, I don't know, somebody suggested that they have somebody help them. I think I might have to have somebody help me with the actual mechanics of it all. But I also need some photos. Like, I'm realizing, like, I'm going to need some pictures of me. So if anybody has any suggestions of somebody who do some glamour but not too glamorous shots.
Well, I know Amanda Young, who's in the group, is a photographer. That's one person I know of. I know a few in Burlington. So that might be a nice post to share with the Facebook group if anybody knows any photographers in the area.
Yeah, I will do that.
Okay, great. And also, anybody that would do some hourly work for your web development. So for everybody, web development is a big pain in the butt. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
It's a huge learning curve. And there's the benefit of learning how to do it so that you can do it later on your own. You always want to have autonomy over your website. You don't want somebody to just make this big fancy thing that you can never edit or change or be able to have evolve with you. On the other hand, having somebody in your back pocket that you can say, look, I could spend all afternoon figuring out how to make this link click to that thing. Can you just do it for $25 an hour? It's going to be worth it. Okay, so it'll take some time to discern for yourself when is right for each of those, but having some options is always a good good way to go.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Good. Any other questions? Anything that's
No, I feel so good. Thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Susan. Nice work. All right. And finally, we have 4170.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Jocelyn?
Yep.
I thought so. Jocelyn, tell me what you've been reflecting on. What's been a really powerful or significant accomplishment or lesson for you?
I think that
in a bigger sense, it's probably just really being open to kind of constantly changing and evolving the business plan as necessary. In that I actually came into this feeling like I knew exactly what kind of business I was going to have, and I still think I'll have that in the end, but the minutiae in the middle has had to change significantly a number of times, and every time it needed to change, I felt very defeated, and then for about a week, and then I found some way to kind of get over that and try to think of the new idea and how do I get around this road bump, and that's happened several times, and I'm just really proud of myself for being able to constantly do that, regardless of how many times, you know, people or an organization or whatever has tried to stop this from happening. And that's really showed me how much it means to me and how much I am willing to sacrifice and how determined I am to do this in a way that I don't think anyone else is really, I mean, not that I haven't had hard times in my life, but this is just kind of in a different ballpark than everything else that I think I've dealt with in the past.
Yeah, girl, you're learning some serious resilience, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think fighting for a dream looks like, just so everybody knows, if it was easy, everybody would do it. The idea sounds so glamorous. The people who will put themselves in the battle and fight their way through it are the rare ones. And you're all the rare ones here. And so I just want to acknowledge you for that. This isn't easy. And there's a million roadblocks. And that fact that you keep moving forward is insanely inspirational. And it's what's going to build your business. You're becoming unstoppable, Jocelyn. And that's something that is worth every single battle and every single time you get knocked down and every single roadblock.
Yeah.
No one's going to keep you from this.
Kind of what everybody else is saying is that, like, especially because of how many roadblocks I have hit, like, learning to really use that support network when I have always been that person who is very independent and I can do this on my own has been really, really important. Like, even just in getting in this program, like, I went from literally doing everything 100% on my own to feeling like I had so much support around me, and I started to learn to, like, lean on my loved ones more and that sort of thing, and that it doesn't take anything away from it to ask for help. And that's something that it took me a little to learn. And that I, you know, kind of had to be pushed really low to start accepting that. And that's been a really big kind of turning point for me in terms of being able to deal with those knockdowns a bit better.
Wow, that's really powerful. I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we put so much pressure on ourselves, right? And it's so normal, and so many people do that, except we think we're the only ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so asking for help is sometimes, like, the way you survive.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you weak.
That's...
It makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, how resourceful are each of you guys? I'm just so in love with each and every one of you. I just have to say, like, it's like, shit, this is hard, but, like, here's how I'm going to keep going. If you get nothing else from this program than that is worth 100 times your investment. You cannot keep me down. Yes. All right, cool. So what's your big goal?
I think to kind of solidify that plan that has continued to change, and I have most of the kind of final meetings, et cetera, that involve other people scheduled within the next week. So that seems like a feasible timeline for in the next few weeks to really have nailed down, you know, where my kitchen is, where I'm selling, what the avenues are going to be to get to my customers, et cetera. So kind of getting those minutiae, which I've had floating around, just really nailed down and solidified. So I feel like, because every time I go to do a number of tasks, it's like, oh, well, I don't want to do that until this is handled. And a lot of those things that I feel need handled first are happening within this next week. So I think just really getting a concrete sense of the business plan from the kind of literal, you know, brick and mortar sense of how things are going to functionally work and physically the setup of the business is going to be a really big thing for me and take a lot of pressure off of feeling like I'm not going to be ready in time for the market.
Good. So really having your meeting and then understanding where you're going to cook your foods, prepare your baked goods, and then where you're selling it. It's kind of all tied in together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much will be determined as time goes on.
Yeah.
So one thing that's coming through as you're speaking, and I'm going to share this with all of you, is that sometimes when we're doing something like starting a business or a bakery or something, that it's just like there's so many things to figure out. And a lot of times we think that if we were to ask somebody who's done it, that they would think we were like competing with them, or that like they wouldn't want to share. And you won't ask your direct competitors, right? You won't ask the person next to you selling the same product, hey, how'd you do all that stuff? But I just want to share this with you. It was something that I did starting out, and I really was in resistance to it. But when I did reach out to a few coaches, I said, hey, how was this starting out? What do you wish you knew sooner? I learned so much. And that's another way that you can lean on your support system. So everybody on this call, maybe just think about like one or three people or businesses that you admire that you might reach out to. And they might say no, but oftentimes people say yes and they love sharing. It's bizarre. It's like you wouldn't think, but they do. And I have people contact me on a weekly basis that I talk to about starting a business or how to start in my work. And it's like you've gotten to the other side and you want to just like lend a hand. So that might be something to consider, Jocelyn, too, as you're going through this, to get some additional support beyond what we can do in your group, because we've been through it before. And for everybody in the group, this is another really powerful way to lean on other people, especially other women in business. Okay, cool. So, Jocelyn, do you feel complete? Is there anything else, any questions that you have?
No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck this week. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are so inspiring, truly. I love my job. All right, so I think I did skip over one person. Last four digits, 5254, New Jersey number. Hello? Hello? Okay. Looks like we got disconnected. All right. So, 5254. Yep, we got disconnected. So, we're going to jump into our content and start talking about our marketing pieces. Okay. So, I just say this, if anybody needs to like stand up, walk around, take a drink of water, take a few deep breaths, we're going to just transition here. And if you want to write down a couple notes of anything that you've gotten just from listening to other women's stories, or any ideas or action steps or pieces that really land with you, I want you to take a moment to write that down. What are you taking away? All right. So let's talk about marketing. Woohoo! My favorite topic. I don't know if you guys know this, but before I started being a nutrition coach and teaching yoga and then going into business coaching, I worked in marketing for a little over 13 years. So this is my jam. This is my wheelhouse. This is like my favorite thing to talk about. I know sometimes marketing gets a bad rap, that we feel like it's kind of like sales, sleazy, manipulative, really complicated, that we have to spend all this money buying print ads or radio ads, or figure out how to do Facebook advertising, or that it's really complicated or labor intensive or drains our resources. But the truth is, marketing in its essence is really sharing powerfully what you do and how you help. And if you want to go next level, which is going to make your marketing really pop, it's sharing what you do and how you help to the people who need you. So we could get way into like the MBA program of marketing and talking about demographics and market segmentation, but you guys have actually already done a lot of that work. You're going to be marketing to your ideal clients. So this means sharing what you do and how you serve to the people who
need you and want what you have. Isn't this so simple and easy? We love this. This is a sacred duty. Right now, in this very moment, there are hundreds of people all over the world who are searching for you, who desperately need what you have. And if they found you, their life would just become so much easier and so much better. So take Anne, for example, as a massage therapist. Right now, there are people in her community that are in pain, who have maybe tried some things, but they haven't been able to figure out how to get the pain to stop or repetitively injuring certain parts of their body. They feel disconnected as a result, and they're walking around life feeling unfulfilled and hopeless. And if they were to find Anne and her to really sit and listen and understand their process and understand their story and help them feel embodied and safe and held and nurtured and feel safe to come back into their body and to start to heal physiologically and emotionally those places that hold pain, that person would have a different life. So when she said just a few minutes ago, I'm changing my reframe of what business is as a service to my community, not just how can I make my next, you know, $85 an hour. This is the truth. It's so important that you get that. That it's your duty. It's not who am I to do this. It's how dare you not. So each piece that you've implemented so far in AFE has been helping you build your business machine, right? We're putting each gear in place in the right order, in the right way, so that everything starts to click together. So that when you turn the crank, it's almost like you're filling a funnel, right? That's going through this machine, and then out the other side comes out a result. Whether that's your next client, your next account, your next speaking engagement, more income, more impact, right? So we're just carefully placing all of the gears in place, from what you do to your products, your pricing, your messaging, your website. All of this is starting to work together. But without marketing, without sharing in this really compelling way on a bigger scale, you could have the most shiny marketing machine, or sorry, business machine, but without people, without being of service, without sharing, you're not going to be able to fill it with anything to get that client on the other side. You might have a gorgeous website, but if it's not converting, you're not going to get the client. You might have a great mission, but if you're not marketing, you're not going to get the impact. Okay? So take out a pen and paper if you don't already, and I want you to draw an upside down triangle. Okay? So the thicker part, the wider part is up at the top, and then it's coming down to a point at the bottom. And you're going to divide this horizontally into three sections. So you're going to have a top level, a mid-level, and a bottom level. Okay, so two horizontal lines dividing into three sections. Okay? And if you're like, oh my God, wait, I blanked out what's going on. I'm going to post this in your members area too, so don't worry, but I just want you to start to see this. Okay? So that first level, the widest part of your funnel, is your marketing. It's your what's called lead generation, your connection. So in that first section, that widest part, you can write soul-centered marketing. This includes your email newsletter. It includes your personal letter that we covered just a few modules ago in AFE. It's your social media, so your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, anything that's social media related.
It's also any books that you write, workshops that you give, speaking engagements, referrals. Conversations and networking. So these are the things that you're doing all the time in your business to create more connection, to have people hear about you and what you do. And in just a minute, we'll walk through this because you're not going to do all these things. That would waste a lot of time and energy. You're just going to focus on a few so that you're constantly connecting with new people. And the reason that that's important is because we want to bring those people down this funnel to that second level. That second level is where you're going to have an invitation to work with you or to purchase your product. And so in this space, this could be your website. So if you're a jewelry maker, you might connect with somebody on Instagram, and then they go to your website. They go down to that next level. And on your website, you say, hey, click here to buy the earrings you saw on Instagram. This area, the second tier, is also where you have your enrollment conversations. So you might talk to somebody in a workshop or a presentation or a speaking engagement, and then you invite them into your enrollment conversation. And then from that enrollment conversation, they decide, wow, yeah, you're the perfect fit, and then they'll go into your product. So that brings us to level three, which is serving your client. So this is your programs and your offerings. This is where you turn a customer that's interested in talking with you or looking at what you're up to in level two, and they're becoming a paying client and engaging with your services in the third level, that smallest level. So level one is your soul-centered marketing, where you're connecting. Number two is your website or enrollment conversations, where you're inviting people to work with you. And the third level is where your products are, where you're providing service. Connection, invitation, serving. So you've actually already started to build your soul-centered marketing funnel because you've designed your programs or gotten more clear on what you want your offerings to be, that third level. You're starting to work on your website and perfecting your enrollment conversations, which is level two. So now we're going to go up to level one. We're going to talk about marketing. How do we fill this funnel so that you're constantly generating new people who are interested in working with you, who then go to your website or enroll in a consultation with you, or come to your store or market, wherever you're selling your product, and then have them say, yes, I want to do this. I want to purchase this. So oftentimes when women are struggling in their business, there's a piece of the funnel that's not working. So we'll talk about marketing today, but just so you know, a place where people can get hung up, and I see this all the time, is we think we need to do all the things. Every social media platform, we have to do Facebook ads and print ads, and we have to do all this marketing, which is overwhelming. Or we don't do any marketing at all. Right? We just like don't tell people what we're up to. Sometimes we're embarrassed or afraid it feels out of our comfort zone. We're holding back because we think it all has to be perfect before we tell people what we do. So sometimes there's a lack of connecting, right? We're just not connecting with enough people. Therefore, there's no one to invite to your closing the deal or to taste your offering or to come to your website and consider purchasing. Nobody comes to your website, right? Or nobody's signing up to do a consult with you. Or nobody's coming into the store. We know if that second tier is dried up, it's because you don't have enough juice flowing into that first tier. You're lacking in your marketing. You're holding back. You're not sharing in a powerful way with the people who need you. Okay? The other common mistake might be that you actually do a great job of filling your first tier. You have a lot of followers on your social media. You have lots of friends and acquaintances. You're telling everybody, you know, about what you do. Everybody knows what you do. You're known for it in your community. Yet, you're not getting the impact on level three of the sales. Your programs aren't full. You're not making the income that you want to make. Then we know there's an issue with level two. Your website is not converting. Or you're having conversations with people and they're not converting to paying customers. And isn't this great? It's just so simple. It's not morality. It's not you're good or bad or you're not doing it right or you are doing it right. We can really just see this super simply. Anytime your business is struggling, we come back to this pyramid, okay? So common issues might arise like you don't invite people to a conversation. Everybody knows what you do, but you don't actually invite them into an opportunity to sit down and talk about carrying your product or booking your consulting services or actually talking with people, not just at a dinner party about that you do massage or healing or doula work, but saying, hey, I would love to have you sit down with me and we can really talk about this and really help you get some clarity and see what your next steps are. I'd love to do that for you. Oftentimes, when we're not making the sales that we want or not making the income we want, either the website isn't converting, the store isn't converting, you know, the service that you're offering isn't converting if you're a product-based business, or you're not asking people to come to your site or have your enrollment conversations, or you're not enrolling people at the level that you could be. Okay? All right. And then for level three, it's your product or program. So you might have an amazing website. It's all set up. It's converting. People are clicking onto your product page. They're like ready to buy. It's in the cart, and then they don't. Or maybe you're having a conversation. People are like, oh, my God, I'm so excited to do this. It sounds amazing. You talk about the product, and then they say, I don't want to do that. And if that's happening for you in your business, here's how you troubleshoot it. Typically, there might be something a little bit off with your product, but most likely, it's not the product, but it's the way you're describing it. So oftentimes we think it's the price, who's going to pay this price, or I told them the price and they said no, right? That comes up a lot. We had this great conversation, felt super connected, and I told them the price and they said no. And oftentimes when that happens, that means that there's an issue between level two and level three. The conversion isn't happening. So you're not actually expressing the value in a more compelling way or compelling enough way for people to say, wow, this is a no-brainer. So like Marion shared, she wants to increase her prices. That means that she needs to get super savvy at level two so that her website really speaks to the value and the transformation that people get. That she's really using her branding and the way that she's positioning herself to charge top dollar, that this isn't a janky put-together site, but this is really beautiful and articulate and really showcases her expertise and her knowledge and testimonials and really communicating the value of what she offers and the transformation she provides. And when she's having those conversations, she's really expressing this is not a small decision. This is an investment. I charge premium prices because I deliver those results. I'm not going to waste your time charging, you know, an insurance copay, knowing that if we did this work at this level, you'd get a shorter, you get a better result in a shorter period of time. And yes, it's a little bit more of an investment up front, but you're going to make that up in the time that you save not having to, you know, get this figured out with somebody who isn't going to activate you on this level. Okay. So that's going to make it inevitable that people are going to start to purchase her products. Okay. That was a lot. So I want you to take a really deep breath in and out. You are doing great. Okay. The good news is all of these pieces and these places I talked to you about troubleshooting, this is all laid out for you in AFE. And you get this program for life. You're not meant to get this all in one shot. I told you guys this a million times, but yet we still are so hard on ourselves. I just need you to start to let this sink in. And as you gain more practice and experience and start taking action, it's all going to come into form. All of it. It will take a little bit of time, but I really need you to know this is really effing simple. There are so many women starting businesses and closing them or struggling to find clients or working like crazy. I see it every single day. It gets to be so easy. Connect, invite, and serve. And if you don't have enough clients, you need to invite more clients. And if you don't have enough clients to invite, you need to connect with more clients. And that's it. Rinse and repeat all day, every day until you scale to six figures and beyond. I use this exact formula when I wanted to also scale down my business. So that's something to think about too. If you want to turn down your business, you can actually turn down the funnel. You can take time off, or maybe you're having a baby and you want to be able to scale down the number of people that you're working with. I took 3 months off to go hiking the Himalayan mountains with my dad when he was 65 because he'd never be able to take that trip again. And because I had my own business and because I knew how to turn it down and then turn it back up again, and I wasn't just scrambling all the time, checking emails, trying to piece it together, I literally just turned it off and then turned it back on. So I got to have those memories with my dad because I knew how to make it simple. And then when I said, hey, I want to buy a house, this is important to me. I want that stability. I turned it on. I connected with more people, I invited more people, and I sold more products. And when I want to make more money, I make these multi five-figure months because I just do this simple formula. It is not complicated. It is so effing simple, but yet we try to complicate it. So I want you to just see it's always going to come down to connecting, inviting, and serving. So just take a moment to see how this relates to your business. And press star 2 if you have any questions about maybe you're not seeing how your business fits into this model. Maybe you're a little confused, and if you are, it's totally fine. I know other people will be too. But if you have any questions on this, just press star 2 and we can look at it. Looks like this is starting to sink in. You can always go back and listen to this over again, but we're going to keep moving forward, okay? So we've done products. We've talked about website. We've talked about your enrollments. Now let's talk about marketing. So before I go into this, I want you to know that starting with who is in front of you, starting close to home, starting in your own community, in your own backyard, is always, always, always going to be the fastest route to progress, the fastest path to the cash. There's a lot of websites out there and business coaches and stuff saying, buy this, do this funnel. YouTube is the whole solution. Instagram is the whole solution. I have not seen that work for people starting out in a way that's going to help you make six figures in the next couple years, as I've seen with these processes that I'm about to share with you. it doesn't have to be complicated. You can start and enroll your first clients and get your first customers, contracts, catering jobs, weddings, all just from the people you know. The other thing that I want to share besides start close to home and keep it simple is that it's not going to work to do all the things. It just will not work. It will not serve you, and it will not serve your business to try to do it all. To set up Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and try to update them every day and figure out what pictures to use and do email marketing and blogging and all the stuff right out of the gate, it's not going to work to try to do every single thing that you see out there. More is not necessarily better. When marketing is really powerful, it involves directly connecting to the hearts of the people you serve, speaking their language, and offering a solution that sounds like a dream to them. Whether it's cookies, or it's national policy, or it's consulting. Your marketing is always going to be most powerful when you're speaking to that ideal client, to her heart, to what she needs and wants and desires. And when you do this in a way that is consistent and persistent. Sending one newsletter every so often and sometimes doing social media posts is not going to build your business the way you think it will when you just add all those to-do lists to your plate. More is not better. Consistently posting to Instagram or consistently sending out a weekly newsletter, just doing one of those things, will actually get you to where you want to be faster. As we go through these, I want you to only choose one or two at most to get started with. And then once you have that one or two dialed in, then you'll go to the next one in 3 months from now. Your brain might fight you on this. I know mine did tooth and nail, and I wasted years. And I did not listen to my business coach. I was like, I'm going to do it all, right? So check yourself here and just choose one or two. Okay. What happens when we don't do this, when we don't just choose one or two to build and be consistent with, it harms your business. And it does that in a couple ways. One is it doesn't help establish trust with your clients and customers, because if you say, I'm going to be consistent, I'm going to do this thing, and then you're not doing it, not only are they not feeling connected, but they don't feel like you're being consistent in their life. We put so much pressure on ourselves to do it all, and then we get exhausted, right? And when we feel exhausted, then we can't keep up with all of the things. And so that harms you, and we don't want that because you are your business. We want you to focus on just one or two things that help you make your income that you want to make, and then scale up from there. Okay? All right. The other thing I'll say is that we're not going to go through every marketing technique under the sun. This is not a comprehensive list, okay? These are the ones that I've curated for you based on who is in this program and what I've seen work for holistic entrepreneurs who especially want to have a little bit more location independence and time freedom, okay? These are the ones that are going to give you the biggest bang for your buck. And they're going to give you the highest ROI. So ROI is a business term that means return on investment. If you do these, you're going to get a higher rate of return. You'll get more customers, more clients, more money. All right? Okay. So number one is, so I'm giving you the top five ways to fill your practice. Number one is the personal letter. So we covered this already in ASE, but really making it super simple, creating a list of 25 to 50 people who you think might be interested in what you have, openly sharing with them, hey, this is what I'm up to. I really thought you'd benefit from this because of X, X, and X. Let me know if it makes sense to hop on the phone. I'd love to share more with you. Or if you're launching your business or a brick and mortar business or a stand at the farmer's market, I'm so excited. This is what's coming up. I'd love for you to come out. Here are the dates. Can't wait to see you. Also, here's my website. I do special orders. Let me know if it makes sense to hop on the phone and chat. So this takes a little bit of time. Block out like some hours for this. It usually takes me about 3 hours. And you have templates in your bonuses section for your personal email. So I've taken all the hard work out of this. I've done it for you. You literally just personalize it a little bit and send it. That is going to be the quickest way to get your consultations or opportunities to sample your products, visit your website, or drive traffic to your business. The personal connection trumps all. Okay. Number two is soul-centered connections. Soul-centered connections. So some people call this networking. I just think that term sounds like super 80s. I don't know. I'm just like not into it. Really connecting people with your heart and speaking to your vision and your mission that you have in the world will inspire people. So many people are walking around this world feeling dead. They're eating crappy food. They're in a little bit of a mental fog. They don't like their life. They're stressed out. They're anxious. You guys on this call, you're a bright light in this world. You're a shining example that you don't have to do things the way you think you need to, that there are possibilities out there. You're a stand for that in the world. Whether you realize it or not, just the fact you're doing this work makes you inspirational to the people around you. And when you're connected to your mission and you're sharing fearlessly because you get that this isn't about you, you're done with the head trip of like, who am I? And you're just firmly standing in this and you're saying, I have something to say. I have something to offer. I know how important this is. And you go out there and you share it with every single person you possibly can without having to explain yourself, without having to, you know, turn it down, without having to belittle yourself. Oh, yeah, I'm kind of starting this thing, but I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm still figuring out. Do not do that. You're better than that. And do not have conversations with people who you could serve and then back out and not invite them to work with you. It's not cool. It's not enlightened. It's not polite. It's none of these things that we say it is when we're in fear. The most loving and powerful thing you can do for people is to connect to them with your heart, to listen to them, to understand their problems, and then to share what you have that will solve that. Okay, so what this looks like for me is when I'm out and about, and by the way, this is how I get all of my clients for the most part. I do online stuff, but I've followed my own advice. I don't have a ton of social media presence. You guys have probably noticed this. I'm not posting all the time. I kind of get over it, and I'm not really on Facebook hardly at all anymore. And what I focus on, though, the reason why I'm able to make so much in my business and serve so many people and have 35 clients at a time that I'm working with is that I don't do a lot of extra stuff. I just connect with people in person. I connect with the people I'm serving. I ask for referrals. I write personal letters to people who I'm thinking of. And when I meet people, I share with them what I do in a really compelling way because I really effing care. So I'm talking to somebody and she's a business owner and I say, wow, that's amazing. Like, when did you start your business? When did you do this? When did you do that? I start to learn about her and they say, wow, I would love to hear more. I actually do business coaching for women just like you. And even if you don't work with me, I would love to serve you. I'd love to help you start to get more clear and understand the next steps. I've been through it myself. I'd love to be somebody who could help shine a light for you. I'd love to dive into this deeper. I'm really curious about learning more about you. I'd love to hop on the phone and talk more. Or if you're talking to somebody who's getting married and you're a baker, you're going to say, hey, I would love to sit down and do a tasting with you. even if you don't work with me, I'd love to just share with you some of the things that I'm up to and have you try some of the new creations that I have and start to get clear on what you would like to have at your wedding or party. Is that something you'd want to do together? And I'd say, yeah, that sounds great. So your soul-centered connecting is the way that you're going to bring people into your website and onto your email list and into your closing the deal conversations. Okay? So it's not just giving somebody your business card. That's not really going to cut it. It's really about connecting deeply and inviting people to have a conversation with you. That's always going to be the number one way to get a new client. When you speak to somebody on the phone, you dramatically increase the chances of them signing up and saying yes. So always getting somebody on the phone in person, creating that space where you can dive deeper will always be the most important methodology, okay? All right. So if you are a product-based business, this also includes tasting, right? So I talk a lot about coaching because I'm a coach, and I know you guys are using adaptation to apply this to your business. But just know that for coaches and consultants and service-based businesses like a doula, you can't really give them a taste of your product, not selling coffee or flowers or some sort of thing that you can eat. You need to be able to give them a taste. That's why I talk about enrollment conversations. But if you're able to share and say, oh my God, here, I have this package of coffee. I'd love for you to try it. Yeah, I own a coffee company. Try it. I'd love to hear what you think. What's your email? I'll like send you the link to my website where you can sign up to buy it on demand. We have a bunch of different recipes on there too. I think you'd really love it. Okay. Can you guys see how soul-centered connecting is really, really simple and really easy because it's just being honest and authentic and in integrity. It's giving people the opportunity to sample what you have. Okay. Number three is social media. Woo! Everybody loves social media, right? Social media, when used really intentionally, can be one of the most powerful free advertising tools that you have in your business. However, if we use it as a distraction, which I did this, I'm raising my hand. I was like, I'm starting an online business. I'm starting a business. I'm doing research. I was just on social media all the damn time, and I wasn't getting a ton of new clients. So you really have to be intentional about the way you use this. And if you're doing social media, I want you to pick one or two platforms. That's it. If you want to take an hour and go in and buy your handles, right, like save the name on Pinterest or Instagram, whatever, totally cool. But in terms of building it where you're showing up every day and really applying your energy, I just want you to pick, if this is one of the five that you do, you're just going to pick one, maybe two, tops. But I would really suggest just one as you're starting your business. So ask yourself, where are your people? Are you people on Twitter or are your people on Instagram? Are they on Facebook or are they on Pinterest? And you'll start there. Okay. So if you missed it last week in branding, you're going to learn about how to create a consistent tone and voice and look on social media. And you also have a soul-centered social media plan that's going to help you discover your voice, your mission, and what you're sharing on social media. So I put that together for you guys to make that super simple so you can go there if this one feels like one that you really want to explore. Okay, number four is building a community through your website email list. So building your email list is one of the most powerful ways that you can market and start generating connections with people who could be potential clients. The way that you would do this is you'd set up an opt-in on your website. An opt-in is a box that takes the name and email of the people coming to your website, and it puts it on a list that is hosted by your email service provider, such as MailChimp or AWeber. I walk you through exactly how to set up your opt-in so that you don't have to figure this out and drive yourself crazy on YouTube. This is all put together for you in your bonuses area of how to add this to your website so that you can start generating an email list. If you have any intention of having an online business, you must choose this as one of your top focuses for your marketing. Building your email list is one of the smartest things that you can do as an online entrepreneur because it becomes your storefront. Your email list is your community. If somebody comes to your website and they read this amazing vegan recipe and they're like, oh my God, this looks so great, and they make it and then they leave your website, you're gone in their life. They will never remember how to get back there for the most part. Nobody's sitting and writing down, oh yes, I liked that recipe from wherever that was. We're all moving so fast. So it's so important that you capture their email address and then share with them when you have new recipes. So there they are, they make that amazing recipe. Oh, hey, if I sign up here and I get on her email list, maybe you even send them like a checklist or some free recipes or something enticing that allows them to be excited to give you their email address, right? And so they make the recipe, they say, oh, this sounds so cool, they sign up for your newsletter. Now you have them. So next time you create a recipe, you can send it to them. They're like, oh my God, I love that woman, Susan, who's like always sending these amazing recipes. She's so great. She gets to know you through your email. And then eventually when you have client openings or you have the next product or program, you can then email your list and have a built-in audience. It's like literally printing money when you have an email list. You just email it out, hey, I have this thing, and people are like, sweet, I know this woman, I trust her, I'm going to purchase from her. Okay, so number four is building your community through your email list. And we're not going to go into this in depth, but the basics of email marketing is to always be generating some free content. So maybe you write a weekly recipe roundup, or maybe you write a weekly email or a monthly email or a bi-weekly email. Again, consistent and persistent. You're going to choose what you're going to commit to. You're going to choose how frequent you're going to send it, what day, and then you're going to send it for the next month. And that's going to be your commitment to your people. As you build your email list, you're going to be able to start to invite them into closing the deal conversations, to your website, to purchase your products, your services, invite them to your markets, whatever it is that would be the next step. Okay. And number five, last one, this is giving your soul-centered presentation. Your soul-centered presentation. So we won't go into this at length, but your soul-centered presentation I find to be one of the most powerful ways to sign your first paying clients. Right out of the gate. A soul-centered presentation is a workshop, a webinar, an event, or a speaking engagement. It can be in person, or it can be virtual. It can be something you set up yourself. You put up flyers, you promote it, you rent out a space or have it at your house and you invite people to it. Or you can partner with an organization or somebody who's holding an event and you can have them promote it and you're like a guest speaker. Maybe you host it Tupperware style. Remember Tupperware parties where people come to someone's living room and you know, maybe one of your clients or people you know would host you at their home and invite some of their friends, and you can do a sampling of your new cookie line, or you could do a floral arrangement party and wine event at your friend's house, and you can talk to people about the beauty of floral arrangements and start to connect with people and invite them into a consultation with you to end up being one of your paying clients. So your soul-centered presentation, I also have a big bonus for you, which is how to do in-person workshops. It's, I believe it's in your bonuses section. If it's not, I will put that in there tonight so that you can really start to read through this. I do all the heavy lifting for you. I give you a step-by-step checklist of how to get this set up in your local community, how to promote it, how to fill it, and I even give you an outline of how to structure your talk so that you can get in front of more people. I also outline how to enroll people into your conversations and your consultations and give you a word-for-word script to use at the end of your workshop or presentation to bring people from interested and, wow, this woman is amazing, to, wow, yeah, I can't wait to sign up to work with her. Wow, I can't wait to buy her jewelry, or I can't wait to go to her store and be part of what she's doing. Okay? All right. You guys are doing great. Take another really deep breath in and out. And just take a look at this list. And before we hop off the call, I want you to circle one of the five or two of the five that you're really going to focus on. And it doesn't mean that you won't do a little of the others at some point, but this is really where you're going to focus on being consistent and persistent and committing to it. So personal letter, soul-centered connections, social media, building your email list, or giving your soul-centered presentation. And I will give another plug for soul-centered presentation because, again, human connection trumps all. That's the part where people are really going to get the magic and the energetic transference of what you're doing. They're really going to get to know you and like you and trust you. You're going to provide a really transformative experience for them so they know your value. And it's a really affordable, so either free or low price option for people to start to commit to themselves and work with you before making a bigger investment and bigger leap into doing your higher tiered product, whether it's catering or weddings or it is doing one of your intensive programs or retreats. Okay? All right. So your action steps for this week are to pick your one or two marketing avenues that you're going to focus on for the next 3 months. And then take a small step or the next right step toward your big goal for your next 4 weeks that you outlined today. Okay? So we have time for just about one question. If anybody has anything that they're wondering about or that's unclear, press star 2 and I will answer any of your questions. Anything about marketing, about designing your soul-centered marketing plan, or any of the five marketing avenues that we outlined as powerful ways to start to enroll your first clients. Star 2, going once, going twice, going 3 times. All right. Great job, everybody. Thank you so much for being here, for doing your work in this world, for being that person on the planet that is brave enough to go after the calling of her heart, the vision that she has for the world, and applying your drive and excellence and expertise and doing the learning and getting the experience that you need to make success inevitable. You are all so inspiring to me. I love you all, and I can't wait to talk with you after I'm back from my trip and you're back from implementation week. Support each other, get your arms around each other, and I'll talk to you all when I'm back. Talk to you soon. Bye.